It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA released their February crop production supply and demand estimates on Tuesday morning, and as far as the market was concerned, it was kind of a sleeper of a report. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about what USDA did with the wheat numbers.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, by looking at the February crop production supply and demand estimate, it seems like USDA's maybe made a lot of the reductions or changes that they're going to do in the short term, as this report came in with very little changes to the numbers. Looking at it for wheat, USDA made no changes to the 2024 crop year, leaving stocks at 855 million bushels and the national average price at 552. As far as for 2025, we did see some minor adjustments. USDA came in and lowered food demand by 5 million bushels. That followed through to cut ending stocks or increase ending stocks by the same 5 million bushels, putting stocks now at a very plentiful 931 million bushels, which was up 16 million bushels from expectations. So a little bit negative as far as the U.S. numbers were concerned. When you look at the world numbers, though, there were some minor adjustments there as well, which is what's nice is that we're starting to finally see USDA, or at least the world production numbers, slow down a little bit instead of seeing increases like we've seen over the last couple of months. World stocks were estimated at 277.5 million metric ton. That was 700,000 metric ton below expectations and 800,000 metric ton below the previous month. Looking at the changes, Argentina's production was increased by 300,000 metric ton. Their exports were increased by 2 million metric ton. Canada's exports were also increased by 1 million metric ton, while the EU saw a decrease in exports of 1 million metric ton. Overall, like I said, for the wheat market, this report was a little neutral to maybe a little bit negative.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.